Joining me live over the phone this morning is Josh Durrell, CEO of the Wyoming Business Council. Mr. Durrell, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well today. Thank you.
Hey, absolutely. Appreciate you taking some time with us again here this morning as the Business Council continues to roll out some of this CARES Act funding to help those impacted by COVID-19. And understand rounds 4 and 5 with agriculture and endurance are underway now. So let's start first with agriculture, Mr. Durrell, and tell us who this is for and kind of all the details and specifics.
You bet. Yeah, happy to do so. So the agriculture fund, you know, is for those producers of protein, crops, and fibers, and any of those folks who have been impacted by the COVID-19, public health crisis, the pandemic in some way, can be eligible for these. We're looking at those folks who, you know, really a lot of supply chain disruptions this year, a lot of folks who have had markets go just crazy, kind of haywire on them. And so anybody that's had a loss due to COVID-19 who's a producer of protein, crop, or fiber is eligible for this fund. It's got $90 million in it. Each of the grants can be up to $250,000. That's a grant, so it does not have to be repaid. And it is based on last year's gross revenue versus this year's gross revenue during that period of time from March 13th until the date at which people apply, which would be up until November 18th. So it also includes any extraordinary expenses that they might have had due to COVID, and those are laid out very specifically in our worksheet. You can find those on yobizrelief.org. That's yobizrelief.org. And you can get more information there as well. But yeah, that fund is pretty exciting. I think it's going to really make a difference for ag producers across the state.
So, Mr. Durrell, I'm thinking about our audience here in Western Wyoming, a lot of cattle ranchers, sheep ranchers, that type of thing, yep. Wheat, alfalfa. I mean, those are all within this category, correct?
That is exactly correct. And so, again, you know, on that website, you'll see more specifics, but you are exactly right. Those folks are eligible. And we have heard, tremendous amount of suffering really by people that had to have, kind of like they had fat cows there sitting in feedlots. We've had people that have not been able to sell in other markets. And so it's been really tough on a lot of folks. And so we're very hopeful that this $90 million will go a long way to the folks in ag across our state who are super important to our state's economy.
Speaking with Josh Durrell this morning, CEO of the Wyoming Business Council. Mr. Durrell, let's talk about the endurance category here. Tell us what this is and who it might be for.
Yeah, so the endurance category is really for all those other businesses that have been impacted by COVID-19. And, you know, we've had three other programs that have been helpful as well. And this is really the way for us to utilize all of that money that the state legislature gave us during this time. So if you think about it, we had about $325 million that was allotted to businesses across the state in three different programs there. And what we came up with is by the time everything was said and done, we had about $24 million left. And so we thought, okay, let's put together a program to utilize those funds and keep those businesses that some of them have continued to be hard hit. Some of them didn't really realize their losses until this point in the year. And so how could we find a way to help them? And so we took that $24 million that was left and developed a fund in order to help them. And so, you know, we're hopeful that more money will be available, but right now we know we have $24 million, and so we're gonna try to use that up.
All right. So Mr. Josh Durrell, CEO of the Wyoming Business Council this morning, and these two categories, agriculture and endurance, application period open right now, correct? And for how long?
That's correct. So it opened on the 2nd. It is open now, and it's open until the 18th. So we'll stop taking applications on November 18th. That's going to give everybody time. Now, a lot of people don't know this, but there's a clock that's running essentially on these CARES Act funds, and they need to be expended by the state until December 30th. And if they're not spent by then, then we've got to give them back to the feds. And so we're trying to make sure that those monies help those businesses that have been impacted by COVID-19 and really can make a difference in the state. And so by the time we, you know, run through all those applications, do all of our checks, and then get the money in their hands through the state auditor's office, it takes a bit of time.
And the best way to apply, run us through that process again.
You bet. So folks will go to yobizrelief.org, yobizrelief.org, and they will find a button there to apply online. There are a number of resources there to help you out. The application process is pretty simple in terms of what you need to have. But one thing I will say is, as you're going through those worksheets and as you're going through the application process, make sure that you treat this like a tax return and keep all of the data that you have utilized to come up with those calculations, because, our audit process will come through in the next few weeks and be important for us to be good stewards of this money. So make sure you're collecting all of the information that you have and be prepared to respond to those requests.
Mr. Josh Durrell, CEO of the Wyoming Business Council, joining us this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Josh, while I had you, I wanted to also ask about, part of this CARES Act funding went to infrastructure across the state, specifically internet infrastructure. And we work closely with companies like Silver Star here in Lincoln County and their expanded fiber and everything like that. And I know it's not just here. It's happening all across the state. Tell us what impact the Business Council is expecting to see from this long term for Wyoming's business structure and economy moving forward with faster internet across the state.
You bet. Well, Connect Wyoming, is really intended to help with telehealth and distance learning and a lot of the things that, really, it became very obvious that they were needed during the public health crisis of COVID. A lot of doctors' offices weren't open. A lot of people were not able to get the care that they needed. And so Connect Wyoming really addressed that situation by getting broadband infrastructure into places that didn't have it and may never have gotten it. And so about $55 million was allotted and awarded to companies that, like you mentioned, and across the state to really help connect those rural communities. We do think it's going to be also, of course, a benefit to businesses, but that original intent was really just about the health of those folks who are rural and have a difficult time getting to doctors, and it became even more obvious during this health crisis.
Josh Durrell, CEO of the Wyoming Business Council, and again, Agriculture and Endurance CARES Act funding for businesses impacted by COVID-19. Those are available now, yobizrelief.org. Is that correct, Josh?
That is correct.
All right.
Wyobizrelief.org
for all the details. Josh, thanks so much for your time. Anything we missed you wanted to touch on this morning?
Duke, I just appreciate you getting the word out there. We really want to make sure that those folks in the ag business who have been impacted and been holding on all year long take advantage of this. We really just, I know the governor's, this is his plan, and he was really anxious to get it out there and make sure that folks were helped. And so, I appreciate you getting the word out.
Josh Durrell, CEO of the Wyoming Business Council, with us live this morning on the SVI Radio Network.